Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Trade Readers Podcast, the comic book club. I read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel Yor, Nathan Weir, brothers. We read comics.
Yes, we do.
We were going to read The Beauty, Volume 1.
And we tricked your asses.
Ha!
Gotcha!
I did put the correction in the last video, but for some reason, Volume 1 of that...
Of the book that's coming out with the TV show?
Yes.
Isn't available to be read?
It's unavailable digitally and physically.
You gotta hunt that shit down physically?
You can get Volume 2, no problem.
Can you get it... Wait. Can you get Volume 1 physically?
Like, you could get on eBay or something.
But Volume 1 digitally is not available and Volume 2 is?
Right.
What kind of bullshit is that?
I don't know.
They're asking to get pirated.
There is a deluxe version that comes out the day before the show comes out on the 20th.
So you could cram.
Yeah.
Study cram.
Right. So there's that. I'm not putting up with that. If Image wants to be dumb, that's on them.
Yeah. For real. Now, I wonder what would happen.
It's like,
or what happened?
It seems like the easiest thing to just make sure there's copies of this, you know, before the show, probably.
Yeah, if you have it already and it's in a digital format in some shape or form, you know?
Yeah.
Just let people buy it.
I'll never understand that.
Yeah.
I'm like, just.
That was really strange.
Yeah, it's just a file. Someone's got it.
Where is it? We should have just read Volume 2.
Yeah,
just try to piece it together.
Figure it out. we should really be more open to torrenting, you know?
Yeah. And that, in those cases where it's like they want us to.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, maybe we should.
Anyway, we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Wonder Man.
Wonder Man.
And then we got Back Matter Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news. Not really news, but I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
You know how we're always talking about, like, so we're going to San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Yep.
And we're wondering if there's any way to like get into the Eisners. And I guess as long as you have like a Friday pass, you can go to the ceremony.
Whoa, when's the ceremony?
Friday.
Ooh, we don't have that though.
Nah.
Fuck.
Like when they ran out of Saturday, I was like, do we get Friday or Sunday? I don't know. And I just went with Sunday because I thought it'd be better for like...
You're fucking idiot. Dude, imagine we could
go again.
We could have gotten so drunk off of like $200 worth of beer.
Yeah.
And then yelled for our favorite creators at the Eisners.
You're like, woo, Chip.
Yeah, fuck you, Tom King. That would have been fun. Next year.
Who do you have dirt on?
Who in Hollywood?
Yeah. And so I just figured that out because I was trying to figure out how to become a voter, but I couldn't. But I figured that out.
A voter for that, like Eisners?
For Eisner winners, yeah.
I put us in every year.
Do it again.
They never get my emails. I will do it again. I'll be like, I want to be there this year. So
yeah,
don't fucking. I know you're getting them. Daniel, do you want to know the top 9 selling comics of 2025?
Sure. So are they issues?
Issues, individual issues.
Okay.
Do you want to make a guess on any?
Absolute Batman 13.
No.
Annual.
Oh, wait. Hold on. No.
The annual?
No, not that one either.
Absolute Martian Manhunter, number one.
No. There's a particular number one that came out, and that's kind of the realm of Absolute Batman, but he's not as absolute. The regular Batman. Yep, okay. There you go. That's one of them. But they know there's like 5 of them. No. 6 of them are Batman-related books.
Wow.
You got Deadpool Batman.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Batman Deadpool.
Hmm.
Regular Batman. Batman Hush 2. That first issue.
Hush Tua. Wow.
That first issue. And there's 2 Absolute Batman issues. It's Absolute Batman 5 and Absolute Batman 15. Look at me, I'm the Joker.
Oh, 15 was the Joker one?
Yeah.
I said 13, I meant 15.
Oh, okay. And then DCKO number 1. Absolute Flash number 1, interestingly enough. And Battle Beast number 1.
There was like no Marvel on there?
There's no Marvel. They got no motion last year.
Wow. Vince will barely get in there.
Yeah. You'd think like a Spider-Man one would get in there, but it's just so long into its run.
No Spider-Man Noir?
No Spider-Man Noir, dude. What are they doing?
People don't know.
Yeah, they don't know how heat it is.
Yeah. And all of those, I'm like, ugh, you know?
Yeah.
Except for Battle Beast. I like Battle Beast.
That's fun.
Very fun. What's the resource?
It was like I don't know. I think they only did a top nine because it fits nicely on the Twitter format.
So yeah.
That's just what they put. I can't remember where I got it from, though.
Absolute Flash?
Absolute Flash number one, because people were excited about it. Absolute, there's absolute buzz. You know what I mean? People were buzzed and they bought Absolute
Flash. They're talking about like Buzz from like Toy Story. I'm like, he's in the Absolute Universe.
Absolute Buzz.
He's an alien.
And he's like, fucking idiots everywhere.
Nathan.
Yo.
We're reading Wonder Man this week. There's also a Wonder Man trailer. Well, great timing, right?
Yeah. How great.
Did you see it?
No.
I don't think it tells us that much more, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of superheroing going on. But
It seems pretty on par with this book that we read.
Right. So
that's interesting. I'll be interested to see what it is.
I'll watch it.
Who the hell's playing him again?
Yahya.
Oh, yeah.
Abdul Mateen.
Nice.
The second.
He's a good actor.
Very good. I like him as that. And I think it'll work.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you just need someone charismatic. But I guess that's kind of like all superheroes. So I don't know.
I don't know. It kind of depends. This one, in the book we read, he seemed kind of a dick, but...
Yeah.
Nathan.
Yeah.
Sean Phillips, he posted a picture of something that he's working on.
Cool.
The next book with Ed Brubaker.
Yeah.
It's a guy on a horse, and he's got a sword.
Oh.
It's like a rough...
Whoa.
Pencil or something.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So it's Renaissance era?
Perhaps.
That's cool. You said guy on a horse, and I was like, that one Western that we read, what was that called? Prime?
Huh?
What was that Western?
Pulp?
What? Pulp, yeah. I thought they were going to do Pulp Tua.
No, I don't think so.
Mm. Dana, you like Ram V and RK together? Or Anand? Who's that guy that did?
Felipe Andrade?
Oh, that's not what I'm thinking of. Well, do you like Ram V and Evan Cagle?
Sure do.
Well, Ram V, Evan Cagle, and RK, which is his name, like abbreviated, it's like Anand Radhakrishnan.
Hmm.
They pieced together a groundbreaking six-figure deal to do some project at Image over the next 3 years.
So, like, exclusivity thing?
Yeah.
At
Image.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Because they've like, been doing like boom
stuff.
It's
a major new graphic novel series with newly launched French publisher Morgan. But it was also like an Image thing? Who the hell is Morgan?
I think that maybe that's just the distributor in
France
or whatever.
So, Morgan gets the worldwide publishing rights.
Hmm.
But that's cool. We get to see consistent Evan Cagle stuff, which would be sweet.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Because I'd see him working. I'd be like kind of, unless it's like Felipe Andrade, that's really just the dude I want to see, you know?
Yeah, true. He's pretty good.
That's exciting. Have you been seeing a bunch of Doomsday trailers?
Yeah.
I think, I can't remember which ones I saw, but
there's an X-Men one.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
And it's like, man, these guys are looking old now.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart looks good, but what's the other dude?
Ian McKellen.
He's old.
Like, whoa.
He was old when those movies were filming like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, he's still kicking, aren't they?
Hmm.
I guess he doesn't really have to do much. You could just like move stuff around him. So he doesn't really have to
move
around
much.
Isn't he going
to do like another Lord of the Rings thing?
I don't know. Is he?
I don't know. I thought I heard something like that.
That would be crazy. So, and then there's like the Captain America one. That's all I've seen. Has there been more?
I think there was a leaked Thor one.
Oh, I saw the Thor one too.
I didn't see that though.
He's just kind of yapping. He's like, I want my daughter to be Thor.
Yeah.
But not sad Thor.
Yeah, happy Thor only.
So we'll see. That's all news I have, I think.
Some today news.
Oh.
I think Deadline reported this originally, so that's like, it's as legitimate as that.
Okay.
But Sebastian Stan is cast as Two-Face in the second The Batman.
Is that like official now? I saw that.
I guess so.
That rumor yesterday.
I saw that he was
in something, and then I guess he's going to be Two-Face.
He was like doing something.
There's going to be a lot of
He's going to be a villain or whatever.
Yeah. Is Penguin going to be in it still?
Maybe.
That'd be fun. And now ScarJo's in it too, right?
ScarJo.
Wasn't there like news that ScarJo Hansen's going to be in it?
Mm,
as some woman?
I don't know.
Presumably. don't know what's going on.
I hate this.
Dude, there's been a lot coming out about the movie, it feels like.
For this shit to come out.
Yeah.
And then,
well, this
specifically this.
Yeah.
And so we just get these like little crumbs.
Yeah.
And
it's like Sebastian Stan.
And I just want to know nothing. I just want to know what comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, living in a cave would be fun.
Get it away. Get it away from me.
Yeah. Ew. But what did we read this week, Nathan?
We read Wonder Man by Peter David and Andrew Curry. Hold on.
This trade is called My Fair Superhero. I think it's like a...
And there's like a billion inkers.
Is there?
Yeah. There's like actually six of them.
Hmm.
And then letters by Dave Lanfear. So, looking at my notes, Daniel, I forgot to write notes for issue one. So I'm going to skim it real quick before we get into it. But what did you think of this? Because this is like the only Wonder Man trade, right?
Basically.
Essentially.
I think there was like a 90s run, but it looked old and it looked long.
Okay.
This is just one that was easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my only objective here was to learn about like what Wonder Man's about and like what his like powers are, basically.
Yeah, didn't really get that.
I don't know if we got that. Yeah.
Like there's things in here where I'm like, is that normal?
Maybe they
like
showed that? Us, but like they didn't like tell us.
Yeah. He's got red eyes sometimes, but sometimes they're white eyes. You ever notice that? And he's immortal.
Yeah.
Didn't he die in Civil War?
I think he got blown up.
Did he die though? In the front lines? Or maybe he was like,
I think maybe his like body barely was there. Maybe he was just knocked out or something.
And he could fly, and sometimes he could fly regularly or fly with like purple cosmic shit around him.
I kind of wrote down his powers as
he figured
we went
out
along, you know. Andrew Curry, he's normally like an inker. So this is like kind of one of the few things where he does pencils.
Interesting.
So it is like a non-traditional Marvel style.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting in some parts.
I thought it was fun. Sometimes like his faces get like a little bit warped.
Sure.
It seemed like. But I think it has its own charm to it.
Yeah.
What I appreciate about this is that it feels like it's just a drama with people that happen to be superheroes rather than like a superhero book.
I think that's what the goal was for Peter David. Like he's like, I need to do something that's just not boring, bad guy, stop him.
Yeah.
You know?
Because he did that with the X-Men or the X-Factor stuff. Because it was just like, those guys happened to be superheroes. They didn't really do a whole lot of superhero stuff. And he managed to like keep it interesting.
Right.
And I think the goal or like the idea behind this book is kind of fun, even though, you know, parts of the journey, I'm like, okay, what are we doing? But then at the end, I'm like, okay, I see what he was going for here. You know?
Yeah. It doesn't really stick the landing though.
You don't think so?
No.
I think it does. It's a little bit weird because it happens very fast.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff. But I think what he was going for.
In Peter David's defense, while he was writing this, he was also writing X-Factor.
The one that we read?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He was also writing Spider-Man. I think Friend of the Neighborhood Spider-Man. A book called Fallen Angel at IDW. And
holy shit.
A Dark Tower spinoff book, like the Stephen King thing.
Yeah. Is that when the movie was coming out?
No, this is like 2006 or something.
Oh, so even before the movie?
Way before, yeah.
Matthew McConaughey wasn't involved?
Not at all.
Was he in that movie?
Yeah.
And John David Washington?
That was Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. Okay, yeah.
He was like the...
John David Washington wasn't cool yet.
He's like the gunslinger or something.
Yeah.
I think this was
have
like...
Have you seen
that
movie? No. Yeah, me neither.
But I would.
I wouldn't be against it.
So he had a pretty loaded plate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so all these had issues coming out like that same month. So potentially...
Maybe this one was on a back
burner. He didn't have like a ton of attention to put towards this, but...
He probably had...
I just wonder why this came out at the time. You know, like, was it offered to him?
Who wanted a Wonder Man?
Or was he like... There's not enough Wonder Man.
I feel like he maybe had this idea and he wanted it to be in Marvel and they gave him Wonder Man.
Potentially. He's like, it could be anybody.
There's random characters in here. Like Beast and Miss Marvel are like parts of this book.
Yeah.
And it feels like they're just dartboard characters
for no
like
hang clear out reason. With
Wonder Woman. Wonder Man. And Miss Marvel is like not even in her suit most of the time.
Yeah,
she looks kind of slutty.
Yeah, super slutty.
And I'm like, what are you gonna like work the corner or something with some of these outfits that she's wearing?
I mean, Miss Marvel, her outfit's kind of slutty.
That's true. So if anything, this is tame.
Yeah,
what she's wearing. But let's get into it. So there's like a part of this that's like Wonder Man in the future, and he's immortal, but he looks old, which seems kind of counterintuitive, I guess. Because if you're immortal, how old can you look? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's like 400 years in the future and you have like gray hair, it's like, are you going to continue to just look old and sickly, or does it cap out?
Potentially. I mean, he doesn't look, I think his hair's just white. I don't know if he necessarily looks very wrinkly.
That's true. But I think the white hair is supposed to tell you that like he's old man now.
Maybe his hair's not immortal. Maybe he'll be bald eventually.
Dude, that would be funny. But he's just kind of like flying around a future city. And he's like, I'm kind of sad right now. But then the like main plot is Wonder Man is, he's having a meeting with his friend Neil, who's like wants to make a documentary. And he's like, Wonder Man, you're too hopeful. And he's like, I can prove to you that there's good in people. And he's like, I don't think you can. And so when Neil is driving away from the like dinner date they're having, there's a villain called Lady Killer that tries to kill Neil, and Wonder Man stops her. And at some point they come up with this idea to try to rehabilitate Lady Killer and find the good in her. And Neil is going to use that opportunity, or this whole sort of experiment thing, I guess, to make a documentary out of it with Wonder Man kind of at the forefront of it. And so they bring her to some place. Is it like a facility? It's kind of like a facility. And Beast and Miss Marvel are there too, and they're going to help him.
So Andrew Curry like draws him like Kronk, basically, or like Bravo.
And he draws Beast like Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, exactly. Like Tony the Tiger.
He's eating cereal off panel a lot of the time.
It was ridiculous.
But yeah, Wonder Man looks very, like his chin is so big.
He's never like this big. This is the biggest he's ever been drawn. He's normally just like a fit man, you know?
With like some red sunglasses.
Maybe like I guess he could be like a cap size or whatever, but.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe this is just like a wildly different interpretation of Wonder Man, but I always felt like he was kind of cocky. He's kind of like a Johnny Cage, like the Mortal Kombat guy.
Based off of what?
Just like when I would see him in other things, he'd be like some cocky, like Hollywood movie star.
Maybe you're just getting that because of the sunglasses. You just assume he's cocky because of sunglasses.
Maybe.
If you've read something that has Wonder Man in it, you need to tell me now.
Is he hopeful? Well, we read the Civil War thing, and I think he was pissed. I think that might have been a little bit different because he was forced to do something.
Yeah.
But I've never read, obviously I've never read a Wonder Man thing by itself, but I feel like I've seen him in things. Did you never have that impression of him that he was like some Johnny Cage type?
Wonder Man is one of those just so out of left field for me. Like,
really?
I was excited to see him in Front Line just because I'm like, oh, okay, I could see like what he's about.
This is a dude.
There wasn't much about him, you know? But other than that, maybe he'd be in the background or something.
Yeah.
But I have no impression of him.
Okay. Well, maybe I just conflated Hollywood actor with powers just with Johnny Cage.
He's
doing
commercials. It's not like he's like fucking Brad Pitt or some shit, you know?
So he's like a low tier actor?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't know anything about him. So, didn't realize Wonder Man was immortal. That was something I definitely learned.
Yeah, so there's some things I wrote down.
Yeah.
He's got red eyes, and that's why he wears like sunglasses, I guess.
Just to like not freak people out, I guess?
Yeah. He doesn't need food. There's that bit in the future. He said he's not a superhero. He's just a guy with powers.
I think that's a definition.
I think that was a funny line, though. Like, it makes sense what he's saying.
He's like cynical on himself.
Yeah. They mentioned that he used to date Scarlet Witch.
Oh, yeah. That was new.
And the West Coast Avengers just recently broke up. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see him in that series.
It makes sense that he's in West Coast Avengers because he's a Hollywood actor.
Right, right.
But we didn't see him in the West. Did we read West Coast Avengers? We did, didn't we?
U.S. Avengers.
No.
Yeah, I've not read that.
I've read West Coast Avengers for some reason. Oh, we read the Kate Bishop book. That's why. And she was like doing West Coast Avengers stuff. She was like in California.
You sure?
That's what I'm thinking of.
If you're in California, you're in the West Coast Avengers.
Dude, probably. They're looking for people.
he's got a record, you know, so a bit of a criminal. He doesn't need to breathe. And sometimes he turns purple and he's powered by because ionic energy.
Oh, okay. Oh, they turned purple because he wasn't breathing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he like
ionic energy. Okay.
Whatever that means. So I don't know, dude. What does the purple do? You know,
it helps him fly.
Does it?
Does he shoot lasers?
Does he? Like, okay. Let me just. I was waiting for the pod to just look up what he does.
Wonder Man powers:
super strength, speed, agility, stamina, reflexes,
shape shifting. Surely not.
Enhanced vision, hearing, electromagnetic manipulation, energy strike. Invulnerability, self-sustenance, power recycling, size alteration, healing factor, teleportation.
I hate people that do this shit, man.
He's basically fucking...
What's the main thing?
Dr. Manhattan or something?
Yeah.
He can just do everything, but how is he not like leading the Avengers?
Yeah, how is he not
or taking over the
best
world?
To ever do it?
Yeah, it's bizarre. I like this fight scene, though. It was like long.
Yeah. That was nice.
There was choreography and kind of see what was going on. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just like four pages and then too much talking.
Right.
Which I appreciate.
But it seems like he could have died at the same time because apparently she was using some anionic weapon and he's ionic. So the fact that that's anionic, she's like prepared for it. So I'm like, if you're immortal, but you can die, it's just some katana thing.
It wouldn't be unionic.
No, I think he says like anionic.
Who the fuck? Who created him? It's got to be like
the comma,
Stan Lee, dude, and Jack Kirby.
Who created this? Wonder Man?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, probably like. I don't think it was Stan.
It was Stan. I'm telling you.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And Jack Kirby?
Yeah. And Whoa, Don weird. Heck. His cool. first appearance was in Avengers number 9.
Whoa, like the original one?
In 1964. Yeah.
Holy shit. What did he look like then?
This is a legacy character.
Did he have the W shirt?
Let me check. He has he's green, but and he's got like an AW shirt.
Oh, okay. Go back to that. That's a cool design.
It's not bad. It kind of looks like, I don't know. I like the sunglasses thing.
Okay.
Because no one really has sunglasses unless you're like a Cyclops, like casual Cyclops.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
But he commits to sunglasses.
But he thinks he's a fucking freak, so he puts the sunglasses on.
Well, they also like hold back his blasts. Sunglasses?
No, I'm saying Wonder Man is like a freak, so he just puts them on, I guess.
It is kind of creepy.
When he's just talking, he's like looking at someone with like red eyes, no pupil or anything, too. But yeah, it said Lady Killer's comma, as it turned out, was charged with anionic energy to give it so much kick she could drop a rhino with it. And he said, my powers are given by ionic energy, which is what gives me my super strength and vulnerability and flight. So even I was susceptible to being hurt by her weapon. Someone's just got to find some special metal, and he could probably die.
Yeah, that sounds like a made-up energy, but...
Yeah, it does. Anyway, issue 2, Daniel. Juan is her name, but I'm just going to call her Lady Killer. She starts to open up, and we kind of learn about her past, and she was sold into child sex slavery at 12 years old, which is when she killed her first man, and she would then be recruited by the Mandarin to kill for him and become... the Jade Ring or the Lady Killer. She would later kill her parents too, but she doesn't tell Wonder Man that. And Wonder Man thinks that he can get through to her even though she keeps trying to escape the facility that they're in. And there's a line, you know, Beast and Ms. Marvel are there too. They don't really do anything, but Beast wants to play checkers with her. And mm-hmm. I feel like that wouldn't be his game. That seems like a...
More of a chess guy.
He definitely seems like a chess guy, right? Checkers, there's a limit. There's like a ceiling, I feel like.
Well, maybe chess is more like a Xavier thing.
Buy his shit. You're going to go to checkers? I guess there's no other like tabletop game like that.
Checkers sucks. I don't like checkers.
Checkers is lame. Chess is where the...
Chess is annoying too because you have to like think ahead.
No, chess is where it's fucking at, dude. I love chess.
Yeah, you love chess? You play chess with friends?
I've played chess in the last month with Sophie.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a chess board?
Yeah. I inherited one from her aunt who moved to like Sicily.
Wow.
Yeah, she gave us a bunch of games.
I saw this like 3D print of like a chessboard, mm-hmm. and it like folds up and then all the pieces go in there.
That's cool.
But there's also like a magnet in the piece, and you just like pause the print and put the magnets in there so it prints over it.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, but it like it'll magnetize to the spots.
Okay, I see the value in that, but like then you just have to get a bunch of magnets for the whole chessboard.
Yeah.
Seems annoying.
I mean, if you have them already, you know.
True.
Or we get them for that.
Yeah, it seems cool. Dude, we can play chess. I'll play chess with you if you magnetize a chessboard.
I'm not going to do it because I don't play chess that much, you know.
Did you have a random page that was blank but had word bubbles?
Yep.
Is it this one?
Yep, 41.
Was it supposed to be like that?
No, I borrowed it on Hoopla. And
it was on Hoopla?
Yeah.
So you had this on Hoopla too?
No, on Hoopla, the page is there.
Oh, okay.
It's just Wonder Man talking to Lady Killer, and he's playing pool.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. It's a very good page to have blank for no reason. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you had that too.
I was like, what a bold choice.
And their pool table is like in the gym. And whoa. I thought that was interesting.
That's the most dude shit I've ever heard.
You do a set and then while you're resting, go fucking.
The only thing that would make it more manly is a mini fridge in there.
And some darts or something.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Man cave plus gym.
So every issue, there's a little bit where he's in the future and it's just captions and stuff.
And he's like, I'm sad.
And this one, he's like, talking about, like, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound? And he's like, if no one's around to call me Wonder Man, is that still who I am?
Like, yes, idiot.
I'm like, shut the fuck up.
You're not profound.
You already said that you were not a superhero. Yeah. You know?
But, like, he's, what, like 1,000 years old at that point, and that's the most profound philosophical thing you could come up with?
I thought it was...
Or, like, 100 years, 200 years?
There's like a homeless guy in the first issue in the future, but then the rest of it...
It makes it seem like he's outlived a civilization.
Yeah. I'm like, why is there one homeless guy?
Yeah.
He could live in any home.
He's the end of he's at the end of civilization.
All the
he's
homes are open. Yeah. I guess so.
That's crazy.
He doesn't want help.
I guess not.
But I kind of liked it more at him being at the end of civilization because I like thinking about that stuff.
Yeah. That stuff freaks me out.
Yeah. Like that one Superman... story in Superman 1000 or Action Comics 1000.
Yeah.
Where it's like...
That was a good one. That was a Tom King one, I think.
Yeah, it's like 1 million AD or something.
He's just like hanging out by the sun.
Yeah, because he can, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like... So they have traps set up for Lady Killer because she tries to escape a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. And the traps are so that they can like bring her back into the facility. But they're very Looney Tunes. Like
yeah, there's like no way that they were actually set up.
He's like, oh, Beast is so smart that he knew where to put a trampoline to like throw her back into the facility.
Now you gotta play checkers.
Yeah. Or like there's one where just like the smallest trap door opens up on the roof and like she falls in. And I'm like, that's such a small trap door. She also could have just grabbed the edges, you know, she was falling.
If you're that quick. Because it's on a slope.
She's an assassin.
So if you fall through that trap door, you might hit your head on one of the edges.
Yeah,
you
could have killed her.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
But I just thought that was funny. I feel like there should have been like more futuristic beast traps than just a trap door and a trampoline on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But issue 3, Carol Danvers steps in to get Lady Killer to open up by threatening to drop her from the sky. And she eventually does open up, but she doesn't know that Wonder Man and Beast are listening. To like Carol's comms, I guess. And we find out that Lady Killer was trained up as an assassin and sent on her first mission to kill her parents, but she couldn't really do it in the moment. So when she like tries to leave, her master is like, are they dead in there? And she's like, yep, super dead. And then he like burns down the entire cabin and they like burn alive, which is pretty crazy. And then Wonder Man calls Neil to cancel the whole documentary, but when Lady Killer admits she doesn't know how to open up and ask for help, Wonder Man switches up and says, maybe things are going well. So he keeps going on with the documentary. Also, Lady Killer has like a husband that's out there looking for her.
Is that her husband?
I think they say husband.
I thought it was just the Mandarin.
It could just be the Mandarin. Maybe I fucked that up.
Does Mandarin have clapping powers?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I'm like, is this Thunderclap?
I thought it was Thunderclap, dude. I was going to get so excited if it was Thunderclap. Because we learned about Thunderclap in Civil War.
And I'm hear like, the sound effect like Kirk Clap or something like that.
Kirk Clap. Yeah. Where's the thunderclap? I swear it was like that.
So she said that she killed her parents by stabbing them.
Yeah.
But then the Mandarin set the house on fire since they're already dead, but she didn't kill him.
Yeah. And the parents are just running around outside on fire.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's crazy. It was a crazy thing to put in this comic that I didn't expect.
That's the funniest panel I've ever seen.
They're like running in sync and they're like, ah.
And it's so like casual. Like you don't see them collapse or anything. Oh, yeah, you do. But like,
they're just running around.
It's just crazy. Lady Killer is like trying to justify like why she kills.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, they're weeds in the lawn of humanity. And I'm the landscaper.
That's cold. That one works.
No, it doesn't. That's awful.
Yeah.
It sucks because I like Peter David, you know?
I do too. This one just didn't hit.
And so when there's just like a dud, or maybe it like in his head it was working. But this is also in a time where Marvel was like really struggling, you know? Like, I think Civil War is like kind of what like saved him, you know?
I thought it was the Ultimate stuff. Like Ultimate Spider-Man.
I thought it was really like the movies, honestly, but.
Well, nah.
Because they had to, like, I don't know if that, they had to sell a lot of the IP.
Yeah, well, that's what kept them from going bankrupt. But I think they did Ultimate Spider-Man and Ultimate X-Men at a time when they were like about to be like actually bankrupt.
Yeah. Well, I just know that it wasn't.
And then
like,
Civil War was like a little bit after that. And that also helped because it was super popular.
But. Yeah, because Ultimate Spider-Man is 2000.
And this is, you said 2004?
Six.
So they're probably still feeling a little bit of it.
Yeah, well, actually, this Ultimates is 02.
This was around Civil War then, right?
Yeah. Like
they mentioned Civil War in the book, but it's set before that.
Yeah, they're like, ah, this isn't.
Yeah, it was before. That's why everybody's friends still.
That would just be the fucking cherry on top that they just had a tie-in issue, you know?
Wonder Man, Civil War. But.
Four?
Issue four. So Wonder Man feels guilty for keeping Lady Killer essentially hostage. So he makes the decision to let her go. Lady Killer that night goes to save some civilians from a hostage situation, and then Wonder Man has to like save her from getting shot by police, I guess. And then they talk, and Wonder Man asks Lady Killer to be his date to Captain America's joining Avengers anniversary party. And then we find out that Viscount, the dude that's hunting for Lady Killer, is still on the hunt for her, and he partners with Wonder Man's director friend Neil, who says that he plans on using Lady Killer to kill the Avengers during the party. So this is something I've been playing the whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that this was going to go into a love story randomly, because it doesn't feel very natural at all.
Yeah.
They don't flirt or anything, because that would be weird.
Oh, that is his little agent friend or whatever. That's crazy. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, oh yeah. The plan is like not very clear from his point, but I guess his plan was to get Wonder Man to do a documentary about Lady Killer, and he wanted them to fall in love so that he would bring him to the Captain America party where he could kill a bunch of Avengers. Use her to kill a bunch of Avengers.
But why would he want that?
Neil?
Yeah.
Because he's like some assassin. He's a villain. I don't know. He's crazy.
Right.
We don't really know much of his motivations, I don't think. So.
This issue starts out with Wonder Man on the moon, and he's like taking down the flag.
Yeah.
That Neil Armstrong planted.
What are you doing with that?
Yeah, I'm like, why just leave it up?
Yeah, he like damaged. He folds it too.
Yeah, it's just weird.
It was kind of weird.
And then, so does Neil have like the powers?
He has some telepathy powers. Yeah,
because telling someone to kill themselves in a Marvel book is crazy.
This is 2006, man.
Yeah,
people were telling each other to kill themselves all the time. Does he say those words, kill yourself?
Yeah, he's like, why don't you kill yourself? And then he like takes a knife and he's about to stab himself in the stomach, but then his friend has like stop him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess he does that.
He almost like, or what is it called?
Seppuku, yeah.
Sudoku.
No.
Seppuku?
Sudoku is the numbers game.
Ah.
Seppuku, I think. I gotta look at him now.
I don't think there's a P in there.
Puko? Seppuku, yeah.
Mm.
Japanese ritualistic suicide by disembowelment. I was right. So,
did you mention that Lady Killer like saved some people?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's like a whole hostage situation going on. She just kind of runs in. We don't see any of the action, I don't think. We just see some people, bad guys, get thrown out of a window.
There's like cops like outside of this building, and one of the guys is like, gang situation. About a half dozen of them busted in into this place where a rival leader and some homies live.
Yeah, I was like,
your homies?
Yeah,
his homies? Or yeah. Is like homies like a...
Is homies the official word?
A term for just goons or something?
Yeah, gang leader and some homies. He didn't say his homies.
He just said some homies.
Even if he said his homies, I'd be like, this is the word.
A gang leader and my homies are in there.
Isn't the like PC thing like accomplices or something? But I guess homies.
I don't know. That's funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
And then like someone, since Lady Killer like moved so quickly, someone thought like it was like a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dude's like, it wasn't a fucking ghost, but does like the cross thing with his fingers like anyway.
Oh, I think I missed that.
But he does it wrong.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah.
He goes up, down, right, left.
Well, if we're pointing like,
and he does it with his left hand.
What if you're left-handed?
I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter, but it seems wrong.
I think the spirit's there.
Yeah. Anyway. And then
he does do right-left. That's funny.
Then that's when we see the thunderclap, but the sound effect is just doom.
Yeah, I don't think it's for real thunderclap.
It's weird. Like, if you have a clap that powerful to, like, I don't know, kill a guy, and then
we don't know if
3 yards away, someone's like, what was that? You know, like the other cops.
Did you just hear thunder? And that guy's like almost dead. He's like behind him.
Yeah.
He's behind him like 10 feet. I didn't even notice that.
I was like, what's happening?
Yeah. He fell on his ass. You'd think they'd be like, wow, that was a really fucking loud noise.
Yeah.
I still don't think a loud clap would make a thoom noise.
Yeah. You got to put a app in there.
Yeah. It's a smack type noise.
Yeah. There was, did you say that? Lady Killer saved those people for Wonder Man because she loves him.
I didn't say like really, I don't really know. I think her reason was to show him that she's good now. And then she was going to go back to Wonder Man and be like, look what I did. Do you love me now?
Yeah. Something like that.
So that was fun. So then issue 5. Oh, wait. Why does Wonder Man sometimes have white eyes? Does he control that?
I guess so. I don't know who else would.
He just doesn't have pupils sometimes?
Maybe that's when he's low on battery.
Oh, that could be it. He needs some sleep. He gets the reverse of like when you're super tired and your eyes go red.
Maybe he's just baked all the time. Dude,
his eyes turn white when he's baked.
I could play Wonder Man.
He look high as fuck and his eyes are just white.
Yeah.
So issue 5. Miss Marvel helps Lady Killer become superhero alias Lady Farer. And she helps get her a new costume and stuff. And then they go to Captain America's party as a couple with Wonder Man. And while at the party, Neil reveals himself as a telepathic villain from assassin group The Nobility. And he forces Lady Killer to poison the punch because she had some poison in her mouth already, I guess, as like a pill. So she poisons the punch at the Avengers party, which I think is kind of funny that there's punch there. Who's the party organizer at the Avengers Mansion? Is it Jarvis?
Yeah, Punch.
Punch? That's the choice he made. Anyway, she poisons the punch. And she's like, I guess I'm doing this to kill the Avengers. But when Captain America goes to take a sip, she just spills all of the punch and saves everybody. But then she kills herself so that she could die a hero.
How did she kill herself?
She seppukus.
Oh.
That word you just learned.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
I think she didn't want to be controlled by Neil anymore. And so she's like, I'm going to save the superheroes, but then kill myself so I can die as a hero. And then I'll be remembered as a hero to Wonder Man. And Wonder Man goes to like find Neil, but he was already killed by the other people in that group that were trying to find Lady Killer. So now Wonder Man flies around as an immortal in the distant future, and he remembers all the heroes, including Lady Killer.
So because there's, I don't know, no one on Earth or whatever, he'll just light the torches on the Great Wall of China.
But that's the word.
Once a year on the anniversary of her death.
Yeah.
I'm like, you've had this entire lifetime, and you've known this bitch for like a week.
Yeah, true.
And she's the one that you light fires for?
He's the only one that can remember. There are some good words about like,
like if the whole world's dead and she's the one who gets torches.
Yeah. You'd think Captain America would get some torches or something.
A little weird.
I get what he was going for, because it's like, you only die a hero if there's people to remember you. It was like, I'm botching it, but it was like some sentiment like that.
Yeah.
And since he was like really the only one that was immortal working with her, he's the only one that will remember her as a hero. It's like some shit like that.
Do you see the panel where Carol Danvers like doesn't have a forehead?
No.
Right here.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Yeah. That's one of the instances where I'm like, her head's getting a little warped.
Yeah.
She also had her nipples like poking through her shirt. Did you see that?
She has the right to do that.
Like, she does, but I just thought it was interesting that they put that in.
I thought it was weird that, you know, they have this romance starting, and then when she's ready to go or whatever, that's where their first kiss is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be like at the party or something.
Yeah.
After a dance or something.
Well, she's revealing herself as this new person. And yeah. Merman's like, I like that. Give me smooch.
Something with the coloring is a little off, to where like there is like a white line like under people's eyes. And so it kind of looks like Beast is crying.
Yeah, it does. Did you see that? I've noticed that too.
And this is like right after the kiss. I'm like, is he crying because of the kiss?
Is he happy? Is he that happy for Wonder Man?
Yeah.
There's like a tiny narration part that suggests that this is like before Civil War.
Right.
And I like the idea that Peter David just didn't want to deal with all that. So he's just like, I'm going to put a little footnote randomly in the last issue of the arc that says, this is before all that superhero registration stuff, so we were all still friends.
Yeah, everyone's here.
Yeah.
Like, Lady Killer puts this cape on, and she gets like a compliment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, thank you. And then there's like a panel of like her ass, I think.
We don't know if that's her ass.
And I think her ass is talking.
And he said,
I wore it for you.
It does look like her ass is talking.
I wore it for you. That has to be what that is, right? Dude,
it could be her shoulder.
I'm like, did she put the cape over her head or something? Because I'm pretty sure it's just...
That would be funny too.
I'm like,
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be her ass.
I don't think anyone puts a cape on to make their ass look good, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true.
A little strange.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting
choice.
Someone had to make this decision and write it down. And so
was
I'm
it
just
Peter
thinking,
David, or was it this weird artist?
I don't know.
Probably Peter David. He's like, show some ass in this. You dog, Peter David.
Wait, so was Neil's name Saroyan?
Yeah,
Saroyan or whatever. So he was like, so when Lady Killer is dead, Wonder Man's pissed.
Yeah.
Goes and finds him.
He's already dead.
Who killed him?
I think it's the people that were trying to find Lady Killer.
He got stabbed with a sword. Who had a sword?
One of those guys.
They were in suits. Where did they keep it? I don't know. I just didn't see a sword, so it's weird that was
the
killing weapon.
It must have been one of them had a sword, maybe just in the car.
I have so many questions.
Yeah. Because we don't really know what his goal was other than just be angry. But like, why are you angry at the Avengers and want to poison their punch? I think he said he had a client or something that wanted to kill a bunch of them.
Right.
So I think he's like an assassin for hire.
Whatever.
But interesting method to just get invited to the cool party and then poison it.
Back matter matters.
We get one page of sketches by Andrew Curry.
Mm-hmm.
His beast.
He just looks like a lion here.
He's very lion-esque. I like the tank top, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
I've never seen him wear a tank top. I like his Wonder Man designs. He's got a few of them that are like...
more tame?
Yeah, like a... What do you call this like first one on the top left of the shirt that he's wearing?
Like a muscle shirt?
Yeah, like a muscle shirt, sleeveless shirt, whatever.
Vest, in a way.
Yeah. I like the different W's you can get with the W logo.
Yeah. So.
That's pretty much it. And then we see Lady Killer.
It was just one page, huh?
Yep, just that one page.
Brutal.
So, why would you rate this book, Daniel?
So, we went to Vegas last weekend.
We sure did.
And we went to some place, and nothing really looked good on the menu, but I got some fish and chips.
Nice.
And I wanted to show you the picture of these fish and chips.
Huh.
So, the chips weren't chips. They were just like potatoes with this weird like glaze sauce on it.
Are chips supposed to be just french fries?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, okay.
And the fish was all right, but like the breading wasn't like flaky. It was more like crunchy, almost like a beef Wellington type thing.
Oh, weird.
It was kind of odd, but the fish was like fine. But it's just like not fish and chips. It's like interpretive fish and chips. And I don't think you need to like put your own spin on it. I think you just need to like do it.
Right.
And do it well if you can. But that's not what happened like in this book or with these fish and chips.
That's weird.
You know, like I don't know any villains really of Wonder Man. I just saw villains, other people's villains. And there's just weird like,
I don't think he's got his
somewhat own love story thing. If he's been around as long as the Avengers, he's probably got some villains, you know?
Wonder Man villains, you think, though?
Even if there was, like, an evil brother and he's got the same powers, I would be okay with that, you know? Even though we hate kind of, like, the same power fight thing. Yeah. Like, I don't know. At least it'd be, like, one other fight in this book.
True.
So, it doesn't work for me for as a comic, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he tried. What do you call it? What do you rate it?
Mm. I think I appreciate it more through the lens of just a drama book.
Sure.
But I do have to forgive a lot, I think, for me to get there.
It's okay to not like this.
I don't dislike it, but I don't like it either. You know, I went to Topgolf yesterday, and someone ordered a pizza and then left because it was like a work party thing. And then the pizza was just there. Or no, actually what happened was someone delivered pizza to the wrong bay. And I think Sophie was like, did someone order this pizza after like 20 minutes or 30 minutes? They're just sitting there. And the person was like, oh, that was supposed to be like for the other bay, but you can have this one. So we had some of that pizza and it was just like cold.
Mm.
And like the pepperoni became like crunchy instead of just like hot.
It uncooked.
It was like, what, the pepperoni?
Yeah,
it was kidding. Very cooked.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would rate that. Like the idea, I think of it is cool. If I were to like, if I had that pizza immediately, I think it would have been pretty good.
Sure.
They also left fucking donut. They ordered donut holes.
Oh, nice. I think those are pretty good there.
Those are pretty good. But then they like left, and so I just like, I snuck two because I didn't know they were coming back.
If they just put it on the table, and it's at a bay, it's basically okay, everybody.
But what was interesting is that, you know, they have the couches. They went from one side of the couch to the next side of the couch, and they took the donut holes over there. And maybe I had one or two, and then they left. And then when I was sure they left, that's when I started to sneak some, because it also could have been the people behind me. So I was just kind of like...
And they just went to the bathroom and I'd sneak one.
Dude, I was like a fish out of water here, dude. This is pretty funny. But I would rate
they're
that.
Like talking shit about you at the, dude, probably, at the hospital.
Dude, yeah.
They're like, why'd your boyfriend eat everything? Or why'd your husband eat everything?
Dude, I was so fucking hungry when we got there.
Yeah.
So I did have a lot of just food that I didn't pay for. So yeah. So it feels like that to me.
Okay. What do you think the people on Lead Comic Geeks rated this?
I'm surprised it has a rating. Probably 3.3.
So the trade doesn't have a rating.
Oh, okay.
But each of the issues had a rating, and they all averaged out to about 3.0.
Fair enough.
So you were on the right track.
Yeah.
We didn't do the rating for Once in Future.
Oh,
like
okay.
2 weeks ago.
Did we do Murder Book?
That one didn't have a rating.
Oh, nice. That's some...
I think I was the first rating.
That's some underground shit. Did you rate it?
Yeah.
What'd you rate it?
4 stars.
Let's go. Good gift.
Good gift.
I got a B. Once in Future?
Yeah.
I think people like it. But do they love it? Probably 3.8.
It is a 4.3.
People just love Dan Mora.
Mm, yeah.
They're in the Dan Mora sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Good for them.
So, the pull list, Colin?
Shove it in your box.
The pull list, what did you shove in your box?
Wait, what did you pick up? You went to the shop?
I just went to the shop. I wrote it down because I had to pick up a couple weeks stuff. I got Batman 5.
Mm.
Absolute Batman Arc M.
Okay.
It's like a spinoff book, but it's got Joshua Hickson on it, and I'm really excited about that.
Interesting.
Ultimate X-Men, I think it's 23.
Yep.
So there's one more. And then I got Batman, Green Arrow, The Question, Arcadia. And then yeah. I also got the Nightmare Before Christmas book because I think Sophie will like it, but I'm also kind of interested.
Hmm.
See what they do with it.
Did you get Batman 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have that one.
All right.
And I read it this week.
Nice.
What are you picking up?
Batman 5, Arcadia 2, Ultimate X-Men 23, Spider-Man Noir number 4. Did you see that?
Wasn't looking.
Okay.
I picked up all the stuff I was picking up for the week on the little featured shelf, and I was like, cool, that's everything.
That should have been in the featured, I think, but anyway. Did you get around to reading other stuff?
I did, yeah.
What'd you get?
I read Batman 4.
Uh-huh.
Pretty fun. I like that book. I don't know where they're going.
Maybe we'll find out number 5.
Maybe number 5. This seems like such a strange beginning arc. I like all of them a lot individually. There's kind of a lot going on. They're kind of dense, but I just wonder, there's like a longer narrative. I could see this villain that he introduced, I guess, in 4 to be a pretty good long-running villain, but we'll see. And then I started catching up on some Absolute stuff. So I read Absolute Martian Manhunter 5 and 6. And there's some generational work going on in that book, dude.
It's so good.
It's so fun. They do the thing again.
Yeah.
And I had such a magical moment with that because it was like raining when I was reading it. But then when I held it up, dude, I swear to God, the sun started to come out.
Wow.
I was like, I almost got chills, dude.
The second time around, I was able to like understand what was happening.
Yeah.
Because before I like just turned to that page. I'm like, why is it backwards?
They tell you what to do.
I wasn't listening.
There's instructions.
Nope.
You just skimmed over that?
Yeah. I was like, what's this gimmick?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this book.
Yeah.
I just went right back to it.
Yeah. So I enjoyed that. So I'm just behind one, I think, which is number 7.
I have that and we'll read it.
Cool.
For you.
And I started catching up on Absolute Wonder Woman. So I read, I think, 12 or 13. But I'll probably catch up with that. Which is on 15 right now.
For sure.
What'd you read?
Superman, Kryptonite Spectrum number 5.
Yep. I'm definitely reading that.
And Spider-Man Noir number 3.
Cool.
The trade that I read this week is...
Whoa!
Green Lantern Earth 1. Yeah.
It's mine?
You lent this to me.
So long ago. Years.
Like before the pod, I think.
I think so. Oh, dude. Give that shit back. Give that back to me. Is it good? Kind of?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Probably the best Green Lantern story.
Yeah, easily.
I was like,
isn't Gabriel Hardman so fucking good?
He's incredible.
It's awesome.
I like thought about reading the second one. I'm like,
dude, I haven't read the second one yet.
Really? Do you have it though? Do you?
Yeah. It's on the bookshelf.
But I'm like, no, I gotta stick to what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that could be your second
read. It was a very good read. I read like half of it in like 30 minutes.
Dude, it's super
flow fun. Is super wild. It's super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks incredible.
I should give this a damn reread.
Yeah, it probably reread's awesome.
I remember where I was when they announced the second volume. I was in my car.
Okay. How'd you know it was announced?
I saw it on Twitter. I was like,
driving on Twitter?
Yeah, I was scrolling, doom scrolling. No, I was parked in college because I didn't want to go into class yet. So I was just on my phone and I saw it and I was like,
no friends.
No friends. No, you don't get friends in college unless you're in a fraternity, which I was not.
True.
That's cool. I'm glad you liked it. Thanks for giving it back.
Yeah, I was like, I got to fucking read this thing.
At certain points throughout the year, I was like, where did that go?
Yeah.
I totally forgot I lent that to you.
Yeah, but now that I'm knocking out things, I was like, I should just do this one soon, mm-hmm. You know?
That's cool.
Did you watch anything?
I watched Avatar, Fire and Ash, the movie.
Oh, really?
The third one.
Did that come out this last week?
It came out...
Or in December, probably.
In December, yeah.
Ah.
And Sophie's been wanting to watch it. This was like the first chance we got to watch it.
It's
one of them. I watched it on Monday or Tuesday.
Oh. How'd that go?
It's one of them.
Okay.
I think...
Is it cooked?
Dude, it starts off so strong.
Uh-huh.
And then just becomes the second movie again.
More whales?
Dude, there's so many whales.
I heard a lot of whales.
However, I was starting to get bored of the whales, but then there's whale elders and they have fucking tattoos. And I was just like, who's the tattoo whale?
Tatted whales are sick.
Some of them had piercings. I'm like, who's the piercing whale? Did they, are they're like,
they just hold still?
I guess so.
Dude, are they tattooed by other whales?
Dude, that's what I was thinking. Like, I was like, cruelty. Who in the whale kingdom is the tattoo whale? I want to see.
Did they have their nipples pierced?
I don't know if I. Or that might have been their nipples.
Are their gills or something?
Dude, a gill piercing would be fucking hard.
Are their gills like gauged?
I don't think they have big gills. Or maybe they do.
Like,
I don't know.
They got something, I think.
Anyway, they're like, it starts off really, really fucking strong, I think. And I'm like, I might like this one. Because the second one to me is kind of figurative. And there's like the fire tribe, the ash tribe. You know, what the movie's based off of, or what the movie's titled off of.
Yeah.
And they're really cool. They're like Mad Max feeling. Like, they're just kind of like crazy Na'vi people. And most of the time, there's like maybe 5 minutes worth of screen time where you see where they live. Mm-hmm. And the rest of it's back with the water people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a little bit frustrating. Or it's in the forest. So that sucks. And also, they tease about something really crazy is about to happen. And then that everything is just fine. And it happens like 4 times. Are you going to see the movie?
No.
Okay. I'm going to spoil just some parts of what doesn't happen. But one of the kids was going to kill himself with a gun.
Uh-huh.
Like one of the Sam Worthington's kids.
Oh, okay.
I forget his name in the movie.
Little Timmy.
No. Jake Sully. I only remember the way Jake that Sully? Nate Tierney says Jake. Well, she's like, Jake Sully. That's how she says it.
Isn't that... Who's his name? What's his name?
That's Sam Worthington's character.
Oh, his kid's name is Jake.
But then he becomes the Na'vi. I don't know. I don't know how he became... Anyway, there's like a whole thing where like his kid died in the second movie. One of his kids, he has like 4 kids.
His kids has 4 kids?
No. Sam Worthington has... there's so lady, little boy. Yeah, he had 4 kids. One of the boys died.
Uh-huh.
And in the beginning of this movie, he's like recovering weapons from like that battle. And the Na'vi people are like, these are not the weapons we use. Lead poisons the heart, kind of stuff like that. And but his son really, who feels responsible for his brother's death, wanted to like train using the guns and stuff. And at one point he becomes really depressed because he feels responsible for his brother's death.
Uh-huh.
And he's about to kill himself. And I'm like, this would be cool. Like, this, I just wouldn't expect that in the movie.
Yeah.
And then he just doesn't. And I'm like, okay. That makes sense, but whatever. There's a fake out that Nate Tierney is about to die. And I'm like, that would be crazy. She's fine.
Zoe Saldana's
character? Yeah, Zoe Saldana's character. Mm-hmm. The mom. And she doesn't die. And I'm like, okay. I guess that kind of makes sense. And then there's like, they fake out that Spider's going to die, who's like some white kid with dreads who hangs out with the Na'vi people. He's like an adopted person.
He's like a person?
He's like a person with dreads. He's a white kid with dreads.
Cool.
He's like the son of Stephen Lang's character.
Oh.
But he didn't know that for a while.
Mm.
They fake out that he's going to die.
Stephen Lang?
No.
Spider?
Spider, the kid.
Okay.
They fake out that he's going to die and he doesn't. And then, dude, there's just like so much of that. And I'm like, not that like I just want people to die.
Sounds like you do.
I kind of do, actually, because it would be interesting.
Yeah,
but it would be interesting, and they just don't do anything interesting in the movie.
They want like stakes without actually like
they kill killing off anybody. They kill a pregnant woman.
Whoa!
But like, we don't care about her.
But we don't know her.
We don't know her. I don't even know her name. She's part of the water tribe.
Yeah, they kill a kid, but we don't know the kid.
They also kill a kid who's friends with the brother that was going to kill himself. And I'm like, I would rather just the brother killed himself.
Yeah, it would have been a suicide pact or something.
It would have been cool. Anyway, the Mad Max tribe is kind of cool. I just wish we saw more of them. There's a really cool fight in the beginning that I like, but everything else, I like wanted to fall asleep. But
what's the next one going to be? What's it called?
Well, they did all the elements, I think. Unless there's like an earth one.
A wind one?
Because I think the wind ones are the first movie.
Because
they're flying the dragons.
How many movies are they supposed to be?
9, dude. I think I remember at one point he planned 9, but I don't think he'll get there.
I think he changed it to like 6 or something.
I don't even think he'll get there. But I think last one's got to be like the last
one. I think if this one flopped, he said he wasn't going to make 4 or 5.
Good.
It's so funny to me that you like have to watch these.
She likes them, but she also was kind of tired of this by the end, I think.
Sophie. Yeah.
Because she was, I was just like, I think that was just the second movie again, it felt like. Because yeah. It was just like, they were going to fight all the water people, and then they defended, I don't know. So I think she's just likes the first two movies, and I will probably watch the fourth one, because I think she'll want to, and I'll support her in that, but we'll see.
Yeah, in like 2028 or whatever.
Yeah, whenever that is. So, but it's fine, I think. What'd you watch?
The Coen brothers actually have a movie called Lady Killers.
And so nice.
I watched that one. It was the next one up.
Oh, okay. What a coincidence.
It's got Tom Hanks, J.K. Simmons, and Marlon Wayans.
Ooh.
Interesting cast.
Wow, yeah, what a group.
It's fine. It's like a heist movie. It's like people's like least favorite Coen brothers movie. So I thought it was gonna be like dog shit, but it's like fine. It's like not unwatchable or anything.
Is that your least favorite so far?
No.
Hmm.
It's pretty low, though.
Nice.
Then I watched The Tragedy of Macbeth, which is a Joel Coen movie. Mm. It was like the first one where they're like separate.
So now you're on to when the band broke up.
I like skipped to this one just because it was like available on streaming.
Okay, got it.
It's like a black and white movie with Denzel Washington.
Cool.
And he's Macbeth. You know Macbeth?
The book?
Play,
yeah.
It's like Shakespeare?
Yeah. I read it or watched it or something.
Yeah, so it's like Shakespearean like language, so I had like no idea what anyone was saying.
Isn't this like what Lion King is based off of? Because Lion King is based off of a Shakespeare.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, it's based off of Hamlet, sorry.
Ah, okay.
My bad.
Yeah, I don't know what they were saying. And there's like a lot of scenes of like people like talking to themselves.
Mm.
You know, I'm like, people don't talk to themselves.
They did back then. They didn't know how to do it in their head.
Yeah, I guess so. But it looks like awesome. It looks so cool.
Really?
Like just like the sets are like really, like the castle doesn't look like a castle that was in that time. It's more like brutalist architecture.
Cool. You know,
and then with it being like black and white, it just makes it look cooler for some reason. And because I didn't know what they were saying, I don't really know what happened and what like stuff meant. I had to like kind of look up just the Macbeth story, like a dumbed down version.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, but
did you watch it with captions on?
Yeah.
Okay, that would help.
It's just like they say words, but I don't know what they mean.
I didn't know what it meant when I was reading it, and I was reading it.
That's crazy. I couldn't do it. But yeah, I got like 3 stars just because of how cool it looked, you know.
I think people just hate on Shakespeare.
Like fucking witches in it that are really cool looking, you know. It's just like really vibey, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I recommend looking at that movie.
You know? Okay, cool. I'll have it on the background one of these days on mute.
Exactly. Might be a good laundry movie. You
know? I think it sounds like it.
I watched Fly Me to the Moon.
Animated movie?
I think it's on, is that an Apple movie? I don't know. No, it's got Channing Tatum, Scarlett Johansson, Woody Harrelson. I think that's it.
Mm.
But it's,
oh, I remember this vaguely.
It's like Channing Tatum's the director of NASA or something, and he's like trying to get people to the moon, you know, back in the 60s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Woody Harrelson got like orders from the president to make Scarlett Johansson set up a separate live feed of like a set of the moon.
Oh, in case they can't do it?
In case they can't do it. So if something goes bad, they'll just cut to this like
that's
set.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so I was like, are they, what's going to happen? You know? And so I thought it was more like provocative than, I thought it was going to be more provocative than it was, you know, as if like they were insinuating that the moon landing was fake,
yeah.
You know?
That would be cool.
Yeah, but that's not what happened. It was like
they made it.
They yeah, everything was fine.
Oh, okay, cool.
And
it'd be really cool if they blew up and then they had to like act like everything was fine and act like they're on the moon and look at me, I'm Channing Tatum.
Yeah, and then they kill Channing Tatum because he knows too much or something.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
But no, it was like it was too long and it didn't really know what it wanted to be, kind of thing. And yeah, it was whatever.
What do you think its Rotten Tomato score is? Just because I looked it up.
I don't know, like 68 or something.
Whoa, really close. 66.
66? Yeah. And then I watched Manchester by the Sea. You know what that is?
Yeah, it's one of the Martsy movies.
It didn't really seem that artsy, honestly. I thought it was going to be more artsy than it was.
Well, it's like good, but like serious.
Yeah, it's like super sad.
Yeah, I like one of them. It's I always forget this fucker's name.
Casey Affleck, yes.
Mm.
No?
Who's the other dude in it? Isn't there another dude?
The other dude, oh, Kyle Chandler?
Oh, maybe that's... No, maybe I was thinking of Casey
Affleck. Lucas Hedges.
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. All right, yeah, how was it?
It was super good. It was like too funny for like how sad it is, you know? So this guy's house like burns to the ground, mm-hmm. right? And his wife is like in a stretcher, like because she had like smoke damage in her lungs or whatever. And they're having trouble getting the stretcher on the ambulance, you know? Oh, no. And they just keep fucking like the legs like won't collapse. And it's so fucking funny. There's a lot of shit. I'm like, wow, that's really sad. But like it's meant to be funny, I think. And I don't know. It was Sarah wanted to watch it. And I'm like, really? I don't know if you want to watch this because I think it's like one of the saddest movies ever.
Yeah. She was down.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend for anyone who's married and has kids, but it's...
Did it make you sad? Did you cry?
No. But definitely brings up a lot of questions, you know?
Okay.
But anyway.
Oh, I did... I mean, I've seen this before, but Sophie watched 21 Jump Street for the first time.
The first time?
Yeah, I don't think she'd seen it before.
Hmm.
And... there's like actors that would come in and be like, that guy's in it. It was like what it was one of those movies for. Like Ice Cube would show up.
Johnny Depp.
Dude, Johnny Depp. I forgot about Johnny Depp. I was like, is that Johnny Depp?
There's a show called 21 Jump Street that he was in.
Oh.
Like early in his career.
I didn't know that.
There's a channel.
Same concept or no?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. There's a channel on like Roku or something that like has it just always playing.
21 Jump Street?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the old show.
Got it.
Or maybe it's YouTube TV. I don't know.
The movie's really funny still. So that's good.
Is that the one with Dave Franco?
Yeah.
Nice.
And he's like the bad guy, but he's also very liberal. He's like, you don't care about the world, man? That's fucked up. Or he's like, I didn't punch him because he was gay. I punched him and then he was gay.
I love the part where like Jonah Hill's dating like Ice Cube's daughter.
That's the second one.
Is it?
This one's Brie Larson. This one is weird because Brie Larson is a high schooler that he like falls in love with, but she's 18. They say that in the movie, Daniel. She's 18, but it's still grooming, I feel like.
If she's already 18?
No, because she's like in high school and this dude's like past college. You know what I mean? It's weird. It's weird enough to like make me question it.
I think dating also, a high schooler is weird, yeah.
But it's also funny enough to where it's like just funny enough to where I can look past it.
They said the laws.
But yeah. In like 5 years, I'll probably watch it again and be like, that's too weird. Even though the movie's funny, I can't get past that.
Yeah. You
know? So I'm glad that the second movie's set in college.
Mm-hmm.
Because that makes more sense to fall in love with somebody there.
Yeah, because anyone can go to college.
Yeah, anyone can go to college at any time and you can date them and group them whenever.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll watch the second one at some point.
Nathan, you want to do a comic book auction? For sure. The books coming out this year.
Oh, yeah. Do you have the one from last year? I forgot. What did we decide a winner for who won the auction?
Oh.
Do you remember what episode it was last year?
I don't remember.
It must have been...
I think we looked back at it earlier this year.
I can find it, probably.
What were our books last year? One was Petrolhead, I think.
Well, Dogman was January 16th. We would have done it in the beginning of the year, right?
I think so.
Oh, no, I have it. It's the Astounding Wolfman episode.
Oh, man. So, did you read Green Lantern Fractured Spectrum? That was something that was supposed to come out.
Yeah, what was that? I don't think I did.
Did it ever come out? You got Absolute Martian Manhunter.
Hell yeah.
Ultimate Wolverine. Hush 2.
Did that come out? Oh, I did read. Wait.
You got Godzilla Heist.
I got Hush.
You got Harley Quinn, Silent But Deadly.
The fart comic.
You got Absolute Green Lantern.
Nah, that was an L.
And Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe one last time.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I had so Predator and Spider-Man, but that one was
the most apparent banger, I think, was Absolute Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, I think you won in hindsight. The only good one I had was like Battle Beast.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
But that's what you put all your chips on.
I had DC and Sonic, dude.
The first one? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good too. But yeah, probably not enough to just... Because I paid $30 for Absolute Martian Manhunter.
It was good value.
Yeah, it was.
Should have put more.
I should have. You should have put more.
Yeah, I should have made better decisions.
How does this work?
So we both have $100.
Do we go one by one and like try to out auction each other?
Yeah.
What's Necrotatious?
That's the Tom Taylor.
Oh, the dinosaur book with Boys Guy. What's his name?
Derek Robertson.
Derek Robertson.
I just had to like imagine the spine. Oh, it's not on there. It's not on the spine.
What?
Anyway.
They left his ass out?
I guess so.
Man, that's fucked up.
I mean, there's multiple artists, but.
And we have $100 over the entire auction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Necrotatious.
Where are you starting the bid at?
You want to go first? Or I go first.
I'll put it at $5.
$6.
I think I'm going to like it. $9.
You can have it.
Okay, sweet.
So, Lobo, that's Scotty Young and that one guy.
The one they did the tornado book with?
Is it? Middle West?
Middle West. It's like Jorge Corona, I think.
Yeah.
Is that him? That would be fun, I think.
Start the bid at $1.
$3.
$3. $4.
I'll go $5.
All right, you got it.
Okay, sweet. I'm doing some risky bets here early. I think I'm blowing my load a little bit, but. Okay.
You're 14% down already.
I am. Next one's Demon.
You get the first bid?
Who's on this? Do you know?
No. Up in the air.
I'll go $1.
I'll go $2.
You can have it.
All right.
I don't want this one.
I'm going to have some sick-ass rhymes. You don't even know about it.
Has someone ever rhymed a demon book? Like, put a beat to it?
Oh, dude.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd go hard.
Yeah. So, Zatanna is next. Do we know who's on this?
I don't think so.
I'm going to look it up real quick. But...
I'll go $1.
I'll go $2.
All right, you win.
All right. I would have gone higher. Let me see who this new... Like, hold on. I want to see the new... Okay.
I think just Lobo, Batwoman have been announced on like that slate of
right.
New DC ship. Firestorm, Nathan.
I don't want this one. But I'll put up $1 for it.
Alrighty, you win.
Okay. Oh, well, that's a steal.
Deathstroke, the Terminator. Do we know who's on this?
I think so.
Oh, Tony Fleece and Carmine D. John Domenico.
Ooh. Tony Fleeks?
Tony Fleece. I think it's Fleece. It could be, but yeah, Fleeks.
Fleece. Oh, interesting. I feel like he'll do a good job. This could be a good one.
Yeah, maybe he goes like really 90s with it.
That'd be cool too.
I go $1.
Put some respect on his name, Daniel.
I mean, I don't know where you're at with
I'm
it.
Going $3.
Oh, okay. I'll go $5.
Oh, shit. He wants this one.
I like Deathstroke. I'll buy this.
I don't think I've ever read a Deathstroke series on its own. I'll go $6.
$7.
Okay. You got it on. I was afraid you're going to let me have it. You're like, you're sucking me dry already.
Pause.
Batwoman?
Greg Rucka and Danny.
Fuck, that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
You start.
You right? start.
$4.
$5.
Oof.
You spread a little thin.
$7.
I got $8.
Whoa. It's still Batwoman.
This is just
fucking Danny's cool though.
Yeah, Danny's awesome.
Who's the writer again?
Greg Rucka.
He's hit or miss.
What have you read by Greg Rucka?
Dude, I couldn't even tell you.
The old guard?
I forget them all. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think he's on... Well, he did...
He does a lot of... Oh, he does a lot of DC stuff sometimes. Didn't like he in the do the
question stuff in 52?
Yeah. I think so.
That's cool.
You put up $8?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you get that one.
All right. It's good that we go back to see how we did on this.
Shadow of the Bat. Is that what the next one is?
Yeah.
It's a Batman book?
Yeah. Throw that one.
Let me see. What is this?
Batman.
Do we know who's on it?
I don't think so. It might be like later in the year.
Revival of a classic Batman title. Comic from the early 90s that was originally just a vehicle for creator Alan Grant. Later on, however, the series became a place for rotating creators to tell Batman stories. So it's like an anthology type thing.
I think Alan Grant created like the question.
Oh, cool. I'll go $2.
Congrats, Nathan.
All right. There could be some good stuff in there. If they get some lively creators, then you might regret that one.
Yeah, it could very well be like a cool team, mm-hmm. You know?
Barbara Gordon Breakout is the next one. It's a Barbara Gordon solo ongoing. And who's on this one? I don't think we know.
Yeah,
this article doesn't.
The mystery.
Okay. Is it me?
Yeah.
I'll go $1.
I go $2.
Congratulations, Daniel.
All right. Let's see what that's about. What's Barbara Gordon even doing?
She's Batgirl right now, I think.
Is she Batgirl?
Is she Batgirl in the Batman comic? I think we saw her.
In the Batman comic?
The Matt Fraction one.
I don't think she's in that yet.
Okay. Maybe we haven't seen her yet.
Yeah, dude. Last thing. I don't know what the most recent, like, up-to-date...
Like, what was her last
book appearance? I've read that she's been in.
I imagine she'll be Batgirl in it. Because what else are they going to do?
Was she breaking out? Is she in jail? I don't know.
Maybe.
Absolute Catwoman.
Is this one also Scott Snyder?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to look that one up real quick. I want to say it was.
Yeah, with Che Grayson.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but...
Artist Bangle.
The artist's name is Bangle?
Yeah, one word.
That's pretty cool.
Like Beyonce.
Are you starting this one?
Yeah, $1.
$3.
$4.
How much money you got left?
Plenty.
You can have it.
All right. It'd be cool if I, like, was on Catwoman, but wasn't on Batman, you know?
Yeah. So next one's Absolute Green Arrow.
Yep.
And I'm starting the bidding?
Yep.
I don't even know who's on this, Daniel. I'm going to give it $3 to start.
I don't think I gave a shit about this. Yeah, you win, Nathan.
All right. I just remember seeing that, like, promo picture that they had when they first announced it, and it was clearly, like, a ways away. And it's just a regular guy. And I think that's interesting because this is a weird fucked up universe. I think that one's going to be a sleeper pick.
Oh, dude. There was Green Arrows in Green Lantern, Earth 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all just chilling with a Green Lantern. For some reason. Do you remember that?
Who's all chilling with a Green Lantern?
There is like a bunch of Green Arrows in...
Oh, I don't remember that then. Daniel.
What?
Absolute Green Arrow is written by Pornsack Pichetto.
Oh, no.
And drawn by Raphael Albuquerque.
I'm going back.
You didn't do your research.
What did you do, three?
I did $3.
Shit.
Steal of a lifetime.
Come on. Okay, so there's this Green Lantern character, right?
Uh-huh.
And then right here. And then behind her are like all these like Green Arrows that just kind of are...
That's cool.
Backup, you know?
Yeah, they're like little just assassins. Just like
Green Arrow, Green Lantern team up thing.
That's cool.
That's the only time you see them, but that was fun.
Looks good, man. Next one is Swamp Thing, 1988. What's up, Jesus? I think that's the title.
That's me.
You are starting this one, yeah. This is the book that was too woke.
I'll go $5.
I do want to read this one. I'm going to go...
Yeah, if you don't win it, you can't read it at all.
Can't read it at all?
Mm-mm. Can't support the medium at all.
Damn.
I don't make the rules.
You went five?
Yeah.
I'll go $6.
$7.
$8.
$9.
Do I break double digits for Swamp Thing Beat Jesus in 1988? Yeah. Are they redrawing the book? Do you know? Or is it just like they're publishing what was made and then they kept?
I think they're publishing what was made, but then there's has to be like a fill-in artist. Because I think it was shut down before it was like complete.
Yeah. That's cool and not cool at the same time. You can have it for $9.
Alrighty. Would have paid 10.
Yeah, I know. You probably would have. Cool. So next one's Crowbound.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking up to make sure. Yeah, just Jeff Lemire, Dustin Nguyen. A Southern Gothic dread, neo-Western grit, and surreal horror.
Sounds like
you like all those genres, Daniel?
Sounds like a bunch of stuff.
That sounds neat. I'm going to start the bidding at $2.
No, I'll go $3.
$5.
Alrighty, go for it.
Okay. I had to scare you a bit. 78. Superman, Spider-Man. So this is just the next installment of DC Marvel stuff, right?
Yeah.
And there's still going to be anthology things going on. Right? Because they're going to do like...
Yeah, it should be like...
Just like the last one. Okay. Yeah.
I'll start off at $5.
This will be a cool one. We could have it for $5.
All right.
Noel. But not Stegman or Cates, right?
Mm-mm.
Let's see who's on this.
I think it's like Jed McKay. Or Colin Bunn.
Null Returns.
Or Jerry Duggan.
Al Ewing. Tom Waltz.
I was thinking Al Ewing at first.
Yeah.
But I feel like I always think him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I start the bidding at $2.
You got it.
All right. I probably won't read it.
It's like, did he die or something, you know? So it's like...
You didn't read King in Black?
That just bastardizes the whole thing. Did you?
Well, I mean, that's just like part of the thing when you make a Marvel character, you know what I mean? It's not like they're going to stay dead forever if they're popular.
Has like Gore the God Butcher come back?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So Planet of the Apes versus Fantastic Four. Do you know who's on this one?
Gabriel Hardman would be kind of cool.
Dude, I know, right?
Because hasn't he done Planet of the Apes stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. He's done a lot of it, I think. Josh Trujillo and art by Andrea DeVito.
Hmm.
And... Yeah.
I'll go $1.
Cornelius is going to be in it, Daniel.
Cornelius is always in it, is he?
Yeah, I think so. But you like that guy. All right, you read all the Planet of the Apes. Did you?
Not all of it.
But a lot of them, though.
More than most, I'd say.
You have it.
All right.
Next one is Archie versus Army of Darkness. And am I starting the bidding?
Yep.
I'll go $2.
$3.
Let me see who's on this.
I don't think we know the team yet.
I think we do. We know the artist.
We do?
From writer Eric Burnham, who did TMNT, and artist Bill Galvin, who does Archie.
Nice.
So, God, it looks fun. Okay. You started a bit at what?
I thought you started.
Oh, I started at $2, and you said $3.
Wait. I said $3?
I think you said $3.
Okay.
Do you want that still?
Yeah.
I'll go $4.
$5.
$6.
$7.
$9.
$10.
$12.
$13.
Oh my God.
Dude, Archie teamed up with Bruce Campbell.
$16.
$17.
Whoa. $20.
$21.
No, dude. God, this is the one where he sucks me dry, I think. 24.
25.
No, dude. 30.
31.
32.
33. 34. You said 34?
34.
35. 38. I did not expect this to be the most expensive one.
Dude, I didn't expect that either, to be honest.
All right, let me look at the cover.
I looked at the cover and I'm like, oh yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. What'd you say? 38. 39.
45. 45. I wanted to undecided.
46.
God damn it.
Is that all your money?
No. You could have it for 46, I think.
Oh, dang.
Shit.
I was like, am I gonna have leftover money? 90 more.
You know, I might need to do like $50 next time. Iron Man. Who the hell is on this new Iron Man? It's like a number one?
Yeah. Isn't like Ryan North?
Oh, Joshua Williamson?
Oh, is it?
And Carmen Camaro. Carnero.
Hmm.
Doesn't look very good.
Just looks like Iron Man.
Hmm. Am I starting the bidding?
It's like an Iron Man. Or it's like an anime Iron Man. Yeah.
$1.
$2.
Go for it.
All right.
Side dimensional rivals. Peach Momoko. She's still doing X-Men after X-Men.
Go $1.
Go $3.
I go $4.
I'm going to go $5.
I go $7.
$9. Doesn't matter.
$10 final offer.
10 and a half. Are we doing 50 cents?
No.
Okay, I'll go 11.
All right, I'm out.
Good, let's go. That's a good value.
You did it for 11?
I did it for 11.
Oh, my God.
Then we have The Carmen Blade by Ian Bertram. Is he writing and drawing?
No, it's the Little Bird Rider.
Dude, let's go. Wait, is this like an in-universe thing?
No.
It's something different.
Think so.
Okay, I think we talked about that.
Yeah.
Am I starting the bidding?
Yeah.
I'll start it at $2.
$19.
$25.
No! Shit. I feel like your math ain't mathing.
It is, dude.
Are you lying?
You gave me some freebies.
Fuck. Okay.
The most I spent is $11, and you spent $45 or whatever.
Ah, 46.
No.
No, I spent $46. Spent 46
okay. I was like, you don't have that.
Damn it! I like gave up on Psy because I thought I'd get Carmen Blade for 19.
Nope.
I'm like, surely he's got the same amount.
No,
of money.
No, dude. You were giving me onesies and twosies.
Okay.
How much money do you have left? Because I have more than you.
$19.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. I put $55.
What? You yes. have $55 left?
I do. I swear to God.
Oh, my God. So you would have got the last ones.
I would have. Yeah.
I just had to fucking scrape the bottom of the barrel to get something.
Yeah, because I spent 9 on Necrotations, 5 on Lobo, and then you just gave me like Zatanna for 2, Firestorm for 1, Shadow of the Bat for 2, Green Arrow for 3. That's a steal. You're going to regret that one.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah.
You got Crowbound.
Mm-hmm.
Null.
Yeah, so my list, Necrotatious, Lobo, Zatanna, Firestorm, Shadow of the Bat, Absolute Green Arrow, Crowbound, Null, Batman Green Arrow Question, the Dimensional Rivals with Peach Momoko, and the Carmen Blade.
I got the Demon, Deathstroke, Batwoman.
That's a good one.
Barbara Gordon.
I should push more for Batwoman.
I should have pushed more for Nick Cretaceous. Absolute Catwoman. Swamp Thing 1989.
How much would you have spent for Swamp Thing, you think?
10.
Really? Okay.
10 and then see how far you pushed it.
Yeah.
Superman, Spider-Man, Planet of the Apes, Fantastic Four.
Would you have gone very high for that one, you think?
Yeah, I would have gone to like 10, 15 probably.
Really? Okay, interesting.
Just because like that matchup seems awesome.
It does seem pretty fun.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't go in at all.
I just like not a super fan of either, I don't think. Like I like Planet of the Apes and I like Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
but whatever.
Archie versus Army of Darkness.
took
most of my money.
It looks awesome.
And Iron Man, it might be the best.
But you've seen like all the movies or whatever, and I just haven't. So
you're just fucking with me.
No, I wasn't, because I did want to read it.
I mean, at that point,
I know vaguely what happens in the movies, so I would understand what goes on. But I think that book would be really fun.
Like, you know what happens in Army of Darkness, which is like the third movie.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that happened in that Kiss book, you know? So, and then you watch Evil Dead Rise. So you know what it's about.
Yeah.
You know? Dude, I wonder if like this book will come out prior to the new Evil Dead movie. So I could read that.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be dope. Hold on. The Evil Dead Burn comes out July 24th. Did you see the release date for that Archie book? It's got to be like early,
I
right?
I think it's soon, but I didn't
Archie,
let me see.
Archie Army.
I think it's
February 4th.
That's soon.
How many issues is it?
It's going to be.
I only see two on here, but that could mean anything.
Hmm.
But if it's like.
There's preview pages.
I don't want to see it.
Oh, dude, that looks cool.
If they're like quick about the putting out the trade, then it could be out in time. But
oh my god. In the preview pages, they have Ash in Archie style.
I love it. I love it.
That should have paid more.
It's going to be the best.
I should have broke 50.
I would have gone for it. I had $19 more to put towards
it. Yeah, you really did. You went all in on that.
Anyway,
I think I'm going to crush you by the end of the year, but we'll see.
I think my list is fucking strong. But anyway, what are we going to read next week, Nathan?
What are we going to read next week?
Dan, we did some gambling over the weekend.
Yeah, probably.
We went to Vegas, you know, and we saw a vending machine that gives you a random 9.8 slabbed. CGC graded.
I don't think we knew it was going to be 9.8, but
I think I remember seeing on the side of it or something that it's like typically like pretty high rated. I don't know if they're all 9.8.
Yeah, or we just got like a 4.6 or something. It's going to rip in it.
But we got a graded 9.8 comic of Six Sidekicks, Ballad of Buster Keaton. What is it? Not Buster Keaton.
Ballad of Buster Scruggs?
No.
Of Trigger Keaton?
Trigger Keaton. I knew it was
the
Keaton.
Six Sidekicks of Trigger Keaton.
Yeah, there you go. I couldn't remember the name. They don't. Long title.
You love a long title.
I do love a long title.
By Kyle Starks.
Yep.
And another guy.
Chris Schweizer. And it seems pretty fun.
Yeah.
I read the back.
So we're just going to do, we're going to figure out what this is because we saw it.
We split like, it with Sophia because like, it was $60. The value of what we got is like $30 probably.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not going to sell it.
Yeah, I got to keep it.
Yeah, I'm keeping it for the movie. It's going to come, I promise.
Yeah, so we just want to see what it's about because we saw it and I've never seen it.
I've never, it's from Skybound, I think, right?
Yeah. Skybound sucks, apparently, but it's also from 2021.
Yeah, never. I mean,
it's a tricky time.
Were comics even coming out?
Yeah.
At that point when it was supposed to be coming out. So
anyway,
we'll give that a shot. Could be good or bad.
Alrighty.
But we let the gambling gods decide our book for us, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Sophie on.
Yeah.
That'll be next week.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Let us know what your favorite Wonder Man story is.
Please.
Is this it? Is this the peak? Why are they making the show? It's probably not.
Linktree is in our bio. You can like, comment, subscribe.
Should we have bid more on the auction?
Email in at triverspod@gmail.com. What's your most anticipated book of 2026?
What would you spend $46 on? And goodbye.
Goodbye.